Yes. Now I believe it's the Czech Republic.
Czech, yes.
He came under the influence of Shmuel Shmelke, and the second person that he came under the influence of, and that was crucial, was the Maggid of Mezrich. So Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev was one of a long list. We already mentioned the Balatanya. Long list of great founders of Hasidic dynasties, great Hasidic rebbes, all of whom were the Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich, so who was the contemporary and successor of the Baal Shem Tov. And it's almost incredible if one lists the Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich, it's incredible how one man, in this particular case, the Maggid of Mezrich, influenced so many different Jews. We already mentioned previously Reb Pinchas Peretz, and the list goes on and on. The Noam Elimelech, the Chozer Lublin, all these great Gedolim and Gaonim were Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich. Levi Yitzchak was at the forefront of the battle to defend Hasidus against Misnagdus. He was involved in public debates, and he defended Hasidus with great success. Served as rabbi in a variety of towns, ultimately made his way to Berditchev, where he would thrive, and it was in Berditchev that he wrote his famous sefer, Kedushas HaLevi Al HaTorah. He's one of the most popular of all Hasidic rebbes, because he's most remembered, as you can tell from the story in part of Nachman, as being a Meilitz Yosher, as being the Meilitz Yosher, a lawyer for the defense, if you like, of Jews, all Jews, whether observant or not observant. So I just want to tell over a few of my favorite stories of the Berditcheva, just to give you a sense of what I mean that the Berditcheva was known as being a Meilitz Yosher. It was the minig of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, where you know he could have a sukkos, lahazmin, or sukkosel, dafka, and noshim shutim. When he came home from shul, Leil Sukkos, he would invite scragging looking Jews, the poorest Jews, not the Talmidei Chachamim. He looked for those that wouldn't be invited elsewhere. Dafka, and noshim shutim, the chusei darga, biyoser, the lowest station. And he was asked, why did he only invite these? What was his meaning? The focus entirely on these Jews. His beer of Yom already explained. The future world, the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the great Gedolim, all the Tzadikim, will be sitting in the Sukkah made of Levyosan. I will also want to enter the sukkah and sit with all these great avos and rabbanim. Shomri ha-pesach vaday ya'akvosi v'yomru, ya'akvosi v'yomru. And surely the guards at the door, at the gate, won't let me in. They'll say, eich adam shekamoscha me'ez li'dochek ben tzadikim. They'll say, you, Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, where do you have the chutzpah to try to enter here and sit together with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and all the great Gaonim of the previous generations? Uchal lahoshiv, I'll be able to say, Gam anochi hichnasti l'sukosi anoshim shutim. I always invited the anoshim shutim into my sukkah. You can invite me into your sukkah. We're coming soon to the Yom Noraim. So two stories, famous stories about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And of course, it was especially on Aseres Yimei Tshuva and on Yom Kippur that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak served as the lawyer in defense of the Jewish people and would recite various tefillos defending the Jewish people on the Day of Judgment. One mitzvah Yom Kippur, the Berditcheva called over a tailor and asked him to come to his house. Then he asked the tailor, tell me what you said in davening on Yom Kippur. How did you defend yourself? How did you pray on behalf of the Jewish people? And the tailor told the Berditchev as follows. I prayed to God, and I said as follows. God, you wish me to repent for all my sins, but God, I have only committed minor offenses. I sometimes kept some of the leftover cloth from a suit that I made